Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 28th of May, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, one new case of COVID-19. That's two active cases in isolation. A new global tax rate could be on the horizon. Moderna vaccine is on the way to the Isle of Man. Better victim support is welcome. UFOs in Peel and everything you wanted to know about electric vehicles on this flume-free Friday at the NSC.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, one new case of COVID-19 has been identified in the last 24 hours from a person travelling to the island. The current number of active cases is 2, both in isolation. Meanwhile, more than 27,200 people have now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. It's as the total number of jabs administered has now surpassed 88,600. And the Manx government's 0-10 tax regime is under threat by plans by the world's leading economies. Negotiators for the G7 look set to agree on the principles of a new global minimum corporation tax. Further afield, an inquest has found the unacceptable management of a convicted terrorist led to the killing of 2 people at Fishmongers Hall in 2019. It says there were multiple failings by authorities monitoring him. Usman Khan stabbed Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt to death and then fled to London Bridge, where he was shot by police. The medicines regulator, MHRA, has approved a 4th COVID-19 vaccine in the UK. The Johnson & Johnson single-dose jab is to be 67% effective overall. Meanwhile, surge coronavirus testing will be expanded across parts of Lancashire. It follows an increase in cases of the Indian variant, with almost 4,200 new cases recorded in the UK. Manx Radio News headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex. The Manx Radio Spring Bank Holiday 3-day weather forecast. No problems out at sea, the word from Ronald's Way Met Office. On the Isle of Man this evening, clearing skies, a light south-southeasterly down to 11 through the night. And there is fog on the mountain road. It's drifting, but there is fog on the mountain road tonight. For Saturday, Jasan, tomorrow cloudy at first, then dry and bright throughout the day. Getting better, light breezes, 17 degrees top temperature. The overnight minimum 9 into Sunday. Jaduni, dry and sunny with light winds up to 20 degrees Celsius on Sunday. Bank holiday Monday, put ditto marks under that. Tides on the way out, low water 8:05, sunset 25 to 10, high water overnight 5 to 2am, sunrise 4 minutes to 5 and low water 8:20.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
One new case of COVID-19 has been reported on the Isle of Man today. Alex is back with the detail.
The latest case is from a person travelling back to the Isle of Man. It brings the current number of active cases to 2, and both of those people are isolating. 337 people are booked in for a test tomorrow, and 128 people are awaiting a result notification. Meanwhile, looking at the vaccination programme, and more than 27,200 people are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. The total number of jabs administered across the Isle of Man has now surpassed 88,600. And in the next 7 days, more than 960 people are booked in for a vaccination.
The Manx government's 0-10 tax regime is under threat by plans from the world's leading economies. Negotiators for the G7 group of nations look set to agree on the principles of a new global minimum corporation tax regime. Max Radio's Ewan Gorn takes a look.
The idea of a new global code to trap corporate tax avoiders could be agreed to as early as next week, according to a report in The Times. An outline deal will be on the table next Friday as G7 finance ministers meet at Lancaster House in the UK. It's understood the UK, which holds the G7 presidency this year, is holding out on any agreement until the rules are reformed to cover digital companies. Chief Minister Howard Quayle has previously warned that threats to the island's 010 tax regime will be the biggest challenge facing the next administration. The government has been contacted for comment.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
25 to 6 on Manx Radio. We've had Pfizer, we've had AstraZeneca. Now a third coronavirus vaccine is going to be available on the Isle of Man from next month. The Moderna jab will be offered to residents under the age of 40 at clinic days starting from the 14th of June. Lewis Foster.
Made by a US company of the same name, the Moderna coronavirus vaccine was the third jab to be approved by UK regulators, and soon after, 17 million doses were ordered to be rolled out through NHS supply chains. Soon, the Isle of Man will begin to roll out its share, but on a much smaller scale than Pfizer and AstraZeneca, though it works in a similar way to the former. It's going to be made available for those who've not yet received a first dose of a COVID vaccination and to those who've already had their first shot of Moderna in the UK. A clinic will also be held on the 15th of June to administer AstraZeneca jabs for those over the age of 40 who've recently registered for a coronavirus vaccine and are yet to receive an initial dose. Health Minister David Ashford says the clinic day initiatives are designed as a catch-up as public health continues to focus on delivering second doses. For those unable to make the June date, a second clinic day for Moderna will be held in mid-July. Second doses of the jab will be administered in September. You can register online at covid19.gov.im/vaccine or by calling 111.
Over the past month, two Manx football clubs have become the regular targets of vandalism. Damage has been caused to Maloo AFC's ground, while three clubhouse windows have been smashed and stadium seats torn apart at Ramsey. Both clubs have contacted the police. Ramsey's installing CCTV. Here's Ramsey FC committee member Malcolm Kelly.
It is a very worrying time presently. We're not used to this kind of vandalism at Ramsey Football Club. It hasn't been a constant. We have had occasional damage, but this is much more than we normally would expect to happen. And we are concerned that the fact that there's three broken windows within a period of just over 2 weeks, it looks like we are being targeted.
I've seen Maloo Football Club have been having very similar troubles to you, where they've been targeted quite a few times. Have you been in contact with them at all and sort of exchanged stories?
Not really, no. I was unaware that Maloo were having the same problem. We have heard of other clubs. Colby was on the radio not long ago saying they'd had problems, because we know that the problems that Onchan AFC had with damage to their property. We have occasionally found cans and bottles sometimes smashed inside the ground, so we assumed that they were youths hiding away and drinking.
What would you say to those people who do consider trespassing and who do consider vandalising clubs?
We are providing sporting facilities for the youth of Ramsey and the north of the island. So you're damaging facilities which your possible friends and colleagues would be using at the weekend or during the week when there's training, etc. So you're spoiling it for your own age group. If that is the age group that's doing it, then we suspect it possibly is. Think again, think hard, and don't do it, basically.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
High-speed craft Mananan left Heysham at 2:09 this afternoon. She arrived just before 5:22. Departing tomorrow morning at 8:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11, leaving at 2:15 and back at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. because the high-speed craft Mananan is covering for the Ben McCree's current period of extended overhaul. The Ben should be or is due to be back next week. We haven't had word of her coming back yet. And in the meantime, the motorship Arrow is providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
There's a chance to find out everything you ever need to know about EVs on Sunday. EV, electric vehicles. The Isle of Man's first EV exhibition is at the Mountain View Innovation Centre near Ramsey. Starts 10 o'clock Sunday morning. It's on till 4. For prospective buyers, and it could be you, one of the main attractions is an opportunity to talk to existing EV owners, such as the organiser, Sharon Griffin.
They'll be there with a range of cars from Leafs right up to Porsches and Teslas, and they'll be able to answer any questions, let you have a look at their car, and give you an honest opinion without, you know, the hard sell. There's also going to be garages there showing their cars. We've got Jackson's, Motormel, the IM1 Centre. We've got Cycle 360 there with electric bikes. So there'll be an opportunity to have a look at what's available and also to test drive some of them. As well as that, we've also got some of the home charging options on display. So we've got Go Green and Manx Solar Electrical with their renewable options and home charging options. And we've also got EV Man, who will be able to answer any questions that you might have about the Pod Point network around the island.
Now, it's billed as a family day out. What's there for the younger members of the family?
Right, well, for the little ones, we've got Isle of Play, and there's two areas cordoned off for them so they can burn off all their energy while perhaps Mum and Dad go and have a look at the cars. Bouncy castles and entertainment for them. But I think, really, it's education as well, because electric cars are more likely than not going to be their future. And so getting them involved and getting them interested and looking at them, because we take our cars and our modes of transport very seriously. We get attached and we identify ourselves usually with a brand, you know, like I'm a Ferrari fanatic or a Porsche driver. So we do identify quite closely with our cars. So I think getting kids involved at an early age and get them excited by the new technology, it's important.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes before 6, Iran has announced a four-month ban on the energy-consuming mining of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin after cities in Iran suffered unplanned blackouts. President Hassan Rouhani told a cabinet meeting the main cause of the blackouts was a drought that had affected hydroelectric power generation, but cryptocurrency mining, 85% of which is unlicensed, was draining more than 2 gigawatts every day from the Iranian national grid. An estimated 4.5% of all Bitcoin mining takes place in Iran. The activity allows the currency to bypass sanctions and earn hundreds of millions of dollars in crypto assets that can be used to purchase imports. Iran's banks were cut off from the global financial system and its oil exports plummeted, depriving it of a major source of hard currency and revenue as a result of sanctions reinstated by America in 2018 when President Trump abandoned a landmark nuclear deal. Swiss lawmakers are losing patience following a string of scandals prompting them to rethink a system in which top bankers have been largely untouchable. Credit Suisse's heavy losses from the collapse of the family office Archegos and the decimation of billions of client investments backed by the insolvent British financier Greensill have angered regulators and triggered a rare discussion among lawmakers about fining bankers. It's the biggest public discussion in Switzerland about banking reform since the financial crash and centres on ending the current laissez-faire regime where fines on bankers are simply not possible. Britain's stricter rulebook apparently is being consulted.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher, hitting record highs as global stocks take heart from strong economic data out of America. The dollar continued to rebound. Oil pushed higher and gold reversed course after data showed US consumer prices surged in April. In corporate news, Antofagasta was on the back foot as copper prices declined. And the numbers now reporting from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed in London, up 0.4% at 7,022. The DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.75% at 15,519. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial mid-trading day is up 0.4% at 34,599. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.5%, 13,797. And the S&P 500 up nearly 0.4% at 4,215. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 41.9 cents, €1 16.3 cents, and 19 South African rand 50.7 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.6% at $1,895 per troy ounce. A barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.2% currently at $69.28.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Watersports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It's a bank holiday weekend, so here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast, overnight mist and rain and drizzle will gradually clear during Saturday with a warm and settled spell beginning Sunday, lasting for a few days. The sea temperature, 10 degrees Celsius. And the wind for Saturday, variable, mainly south-southeast, force 1 to 3, wave height 0 to 0.5 of a metre, wave period 3 to 4 seconds, high water tomorrow, 2:25 p.m. For Sunday, the wind is variable, mainly southeast, force 1 to 3, wave height 0 to 0.5 of a metre, wave period 2 to 3 seconds, high water on Sunday afternoon, 3:15 p.m. And for Monday, the wind is variable, mainly southeast, force 1 to 3, wave height 0 to 0.5 of a metre, wave period 2 to 3 seconds, Monday's high water at 5 past 4.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbridge Trading Estate or call 674-573. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Efforts to better support victims of crime on the Isle of Man have been welcomed by the son of a woman killed by a paroled prisoner. The Department of Home Affairs and Justice is hoping its dedicated liaison officers can become the voice, ears and eyes of those whose lives are touched by crime. That was sparked by the death of 62-year-old Gwen Valentine from Winchester, who died on the Thalty Will in 2014. Stuart Valentine told Manx Radio he thinks the service is a legacy for her.
Yeah, victim support done a grand job up until that point, helping us through the whole the process and the trial and all the rest of it. But after that, we were kind of, say, we felt abandoned. I don't think that's quite maybe true, but it just, that was it really. And you kind of went back to your life and tried to kind of forget about it all. Now, in my case, as it happened, we then had an inquiry and there was a whole load of things that happened after that. And so it went on for a long time. But irrespective of that, what was clear was that, you know, for a victim of a serious crime, you know, there was kind of a lack of support really after the trial.
How much of an impact do you think a service like this would have had on you and your family in 2014? Can you just take us back to that and just tell us what you were looking for in that initial time?
Well, I think there's a few phases to it because when you're going through it at the time and someone's being convicted of a crime and you're the, you know, you're a victim of that crime, you want to understand why they're being sentenced the way they're being sentenced, right? So one of the first things that they can be helping with is helping you understand how the sentence has come about and why it's this long and not this long, or if they pleaded guilty, does that make a difference, all of this sort of thing. And then your next question is, when are they getting out, right, if they've been jailed? Or if they haven't been jailed and they've been given a suspended sentence or something and so they're still going to be out in the community, you're going to be asking, well, am I going to bump into this person tomorrow down the shops or whatever? So the victim liaison officers will be able to help people understand what the options are and help them submit a victim statement.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my, Rhianne Evans.
Faster my, very good Friday evening to you. Motorbikes are getting back on track at long last this weekend. Andreas Racing Association is holding its season opener in Jerby tomorrow and on Sunday. A plethora of races are signed up and ready and raring to get back into action. Manx Radio's Chris Kinley will be in the commentary box. He told me what lies in store.
Saturday, a little bit iffy-ish, sure the day could be a bit missed around, but Sunday, I think factor 50 might be in order for me, especially in the commentary box, doing the commentary for the club there. They've put on a great event. I'm just looking through the numbers of the classes. The first race, there's 18 involved. Second race, there's 28 involved. There's 25 in the 600 solos as well. So the big, big entries of all age ranges. It's going to be a really, really good day. Just keep an eye on some of the young lads that are coming up as well. There's some new young lads up there, and there's some new older lads who are coming back to race as well. So, I mean,
a nice mixture there.
A nice mixture and a really friendly paddock, which is great to see. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a really good season ahead. There's a long season ahead that ends in about October time, I think it is, with the 4-hour endurance race. But we just can't wait to get back on track.
A full schedule for the 2 days can be found on our sports page at manxradio.com. Further afield, and Gateshead will host a second Diamond League event this season after the anniversary games was switched away from London Stadium. Britain's 200-metre world champion Dina Asher-Smith will headline the event on the 13th of July after winning a high-quality 100-metres race at the same venue on Sunday. In cricket, and champion Southern Vipers face Loughborough Lightning in Southampton on Saturday as the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Trophy returns for its second season. The 18-50-over competition is named in honour of former England captain and pioneer of women's cricket, Baroness Flint, who passed away in 2017. Central Sparks, South East Stars, Northern Diamonds, Western Storm, Sunrisers and Thunder are the other teams involved. And North London rivals Arsenal and Tottenham will face each other in the quarterfinals of the Women's FA Cup. The Gunners have won 14 titles, while Women's Super League rival Spurs have yet to reach a final.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Do watch out, there's fog on the Mountain Road at the moment. Departures from Rosway, 2 departures, 2 arrivals. The 10 to 5 patient transfer, Logan Air to Liverpool, left 10 minutes late, back this evening at 20 to 7. And the 20 past 5 to Heathrow, Logan Air left 29 minutes past 5. That's due back at 8:30 tonight. Elsewhere on the road, Richmond Hill still got those temporary lights and a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit for the drainage improvement work. Ballasalla, temporary lights near the new housing estate. Cool Road, temporary lights 24 hours a day for telecoms work, although that may be wrapping up fairly shortly. In Douglas, the top end of the Prom by the MER tram shed's got some temporary lights there for repairs to the seawall. Glen Road in Lax is closed for work on the new river wall. In Ramsey, Parliament Street section there closed because of the diversions via Tower Street and Water Street. Watch out on Glen Olden Road as well. Glen Elphin Road, South Prom and Stanley Mount East. And Kurt Michael, temporary lights 24 hours a day for the main road work on the pavement. Paul Rose Bridge is closed, and there's still some closures around Ballabruey Drive and Ballabruey Avenue in Douglas for Manx gas upgrades.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside.
Look out to Peel Bay on a good day. You might be lucky enough to see a dolphin or a basking shark. But in the summer, an early summer in the early 1960s, Martin Griffin, who spent 40 years in aviation, including 20 years as an air traffic controller, saw something he couldn't explain, with more and more people coming out to say they've seen UFOs in the skies above the Isle of Man. Mr. Griffin called a man in line today from Belgium.
I was over at Peel with my mother and father. We always used to go over there occasionally for Sunday lunch into one of the cafes on the seafront. And when we were in the cafe having lunch, we noticed that there was a lot of people gathering on the promenade outside. And there must have been a few hundred people at least out there. And they were all looking up to the sky. So we went out, and it was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. And there was this very, very bright light in the sky and just stationary, not moving at all. And then we watched it and we watched it. And all of a sudden, it just moved from one side of Peel Bay, if you imagine the distance, shot across in just like a half a second, to over by Peel Castle and then stopped again. And it stayed there for 10, 15 minutes and then moved diagonally up the sky, stopped again, And we watched it for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it was just doing these movements across the sky. And certainly I have no explanation for it. We lived in Douglas in Circular Road at the time, so we drove back to Douglas, 12 miles away, and we had a tall guest house there. So my mother and myself went up into the top room of the guest house, and we could still see this light in the sky, which means obviously it's extremely high up. It's not something that's low down in the atmosphere. As I say, after 40 years, over 40 years in aviation, I've got no explanation for it at all.
And by the way, if you want to hear That Man in Line, it's available as a podcast at manxradio.com. Of course, this update's available as a podcast at manxradio.com. And if you're on the podcast bus, thank you for that. If you're not, then all you need to do is go to Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Or the TuneIn app as well to get details. Or the App Store, go to manxradio.com. And the stories you've heard in this update, much more Manx news and interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos are all at manxradio.com or via the Manx Radio app. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around, Friday Sports on the way with Rhiann George Ferguson. We'll be on with some greatest hits from 6:30. And it's a bank holiday weekend. I hope you make the most of it and have a good time. Update returns Tuesday evening at 5:30. Till then, have a good time.
WIX.